So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes of Remei of Rabbi Yehuda regarding the concept of kansin and shagig otomezit, whether the chacham initiated knas even for a shagig to prevent a person from doing it bemezit. Remei holds bidrabanan kansu shagig. Regarding an isidrabanan, there is a knas for a shagig because, as Rashi explains, divri seif from tzvich and chizik. The chacham's regulations need to be strengthened. However, bidai raisa like kansu shagig regarding an isidai raisa, there is no knas for a shagig, because divri Torah in tzrich and chizik, while Rabbi Yehuda holds vice versa, bidra banan loy kantu shaykik, because as Rashi explains, the abed isur kill, the isur is less stringent. However, bidai raisa kantu shaykik, because the abed isur chamer, the isur is more stringent. The Gemara now discusses several halachas in which Rabbi Meir does hold that bidra banan loy kantu shaykik. Achot shuma temeya mishalom kaldehu, a Yisrael who ate shuma that was tamei b'shaykik can compensate the kohen with any item of equivalent value. Achot shuma tahira, mishalom chulin tahirim. However, a Yisrael who ate shuma that was tahar b'shagig must compensate the kohen only with suitable produce that are tahar, which then become shuma. Shilim chulin temeyin, if he compensated with chulin temeyin, sumchas eimim mishum remeir b'shagig tashlum of tashlumin, b'meizid ein tashlum of tashlumin. Remeir holds that if it was done unintentionally, the payment is valid. If it was done intentionally, the payment is not valid. The Chacham disagree and hold echadze ve'echadze teshlum of teshlumen ve'chayzu mishalom chulun ta'irim. In both cases, the payment is valid. However, he must also pay again with chulun ta'irim. And Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ikar explains, Hachu b'kantzu shayga otomezid ikabenayu. Remeir holds loy kantzu shayga otomezid. The Chacham initiated the knas only for a mezid, but a shagig does not have to pay again with chulin tayrim. While the chacham hold kansu shagig otomezid, the chacham initiated the knas for a shagig as well, and he must pay again with chulin tayrim. The Gemara explains that in this case, Rav Meir does hold b'dirabanan loy kansu shagig, because hasam gavar lishlumi kamachaven, anan nikum b'liknesei. This person was involved in the rightful act of compensating for the truma. Therefore, there's no knas if it was done b'shagig. But in the Mishnah's case of Hamatama Vamadama Vamanasich, Remeir holds Bidrabana Kansu Shagig, because as Rashi explains, Einu Misasig B'Taiva, this person was involved in the wrongful act of handling someone else's items. Therefore, there is a Knas, even if it was damaged B'Shagig. Similarly, regarding Dam Shenitma B'Zarkai, Dam of a carbon that became Tamei is Asa B'Zrika Midrabanan, may not be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and if he did B'Shagig, Hurtza. If the kain was zerik b'shagig, the zrika is effective and the carbon is acceptable. B'mezid loy hortza. If the kain was zerik b'mezid, the zrika is not effective and the carbon is unacceptable. In this case, Rav Meir does hold b'drabanan loy kantu shagig, because hasam gavar l'chfurika machaven anan nekim v'niknesei, this person was involved in a rightful act of performing zrika. Therefore, there's no knas if this was done b'shagig. Similarly, regarding hama'aser b'shabbos, one may not separate Meiser on Shabbos midrabanan, and if he did, b'shoigig yoichel, b'mezid lo yoichel. If it was done b'shoigig, he may eat the fruits, but if it was done b'mezid, he may not eat the fruits. In this case, the Stam Mishnah, which is Remeir, does hold b'drabanan l'kantzu shoigig, because hasam gavar l'skunika machaven. This person was involved in a rightful act of separating Meiser, therefore there's no knas if this was done b'shoigig. Similarly, regarding hamatvil kelim b'shabbos, one may not immerse a utensil in the mikvah on Shabbos midrabanan, and if he did, b'shagig yishtamash behen, b'mezid lo yishtamash behen. If it was done b'shagig, he may use the kli, but if it was done b'mezid, he may not use the kli. In this case, the Stam Mishnah, which is Remeir, does hold b'drabanan lo kantzu shagig, because hasam gavar l'turim manikum machaven. This person was involved in a rightful act of purifying his kli. Therefore, there is no knas if this was done b'shagig. Pigul. If a kohen performs the avodah of a carbon with the intention that the carbon be eaten after its designated time, the carbon becomes pasul, disqualified, and the person who eats from it b'mezid is punished with karas. Zok the Mishnah. Hakahanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayavin. If a kohen was intentionally mefagal a carbon, he must reimburse the owner. The Gemara cites a braisa, hayayisa imay bezvachim ba'amalei zvachim shasisi imach nispaglu neman. If while the kohen was performing the avodah, he confessed to the owner that he made it pigel, his confession is accepted and the carbon is pasul. Aval amar lo zavachim shasisi imach b'yayim plaini nispaglu einoy neman. If after the kohen completed the avodah, he confessed that he was mefagel, his confession is not accepted and the carbon remains kosher. Abai explains the distinction as follows. In the Reisha he's believed because kol shebiyodei neman. As Rashi explains, his confession was before Zrika when it was still in his power to be mefagel. Therefore, we assume that he must be saying the truth. However, in the Seifa Einei Neman, he's not believed because Einei Biyodei. His confession was after Zrika when it was no longer in his power to be mefagel. Therefore, we cannot assume that he's saying the truth. And although there's a concept of Hoidos Badin Kimei Edim Dami, a person's confession is considered as an Edus, that is only for a matter that pertains only to him. But for this matter, which pertains to the owner, Einei Neman. Rava disagrees and says that in the Seifa, he's Einei Neman only in the case of Kegoin de Ashkeche, V'loi Amalei V'loi Midi, V'lebasahachi Ashkeche V'amalei. When the Kohen first met the owner, he was silent, and when they met again, he made this confession. Here we assume that he's lying, because he did not mention it for the first time. However, if the Kohen made this confession the first time, he is Neman even though it was not Biyadi anymore. The Gemara proceeds with an incident in which a Sefer, a scribe, confessed before Reb Ami, Sefer Torah shekisavti lepleini, askara shaloi lekisavtim lishman. In the Sefer Torah that I wrote for so-and-so, the Shem Hashem was not written lishma. After Reb Ami confirmed that the Sefer Torah was not Biyadi anymore, he ruled, Neman atu lahafsit scharcha, vi'i ata neman lahafsit Sefer Torah. Regarding yourself, the confession is accepted, and you lose your wages. But regarding the owner, the confession is not accepted, and his Sefer Torah is kosher because like Abaya, he holds, Einei Biyadei, Einei Neman. And the Gemara mentions yet a second incident in which a Sefer confessed before a Bavohu, Sefer Torah shekisavti lepleini gevilin shaloi leyabadetim lishman. In the Sefer Torah that I wrote for so-and-so, the parchment was not treated lishma. After a Bavohu confirmed that the Sefer Torah was not Biyadei anymore, he ruled, Mitoich shat neman lahafsit scharcha, at neman lahafsit Sefer Torah. Since your confession is accepted and that you lose your wages, it is also accepted and that the Sefer Torah becomes possible. Because as the Gemara explains, Kimin dekom mafsit kule agre, v'asava amar, imakush tekamar. Here the Sefer knows that he will lose all his wages for the Sefer Torah, and he would not admit unless he's telling the truth. Therefore, even though it is not Biyadei anymore, he's still Neman. However, in the first incident, Reb Ami rules Einoi Neman lahafsit Sefer Torah, even though the Sefer does lose his wages, because Ikkala Meimer Toy B'di Rabbi Yirmiya. Here the Sefer might have assumed that he would lose only the wages for the Shem Hashem, but not for the rest of the Sefer Torah, and he would admit falsely and forgo these wages to cause the owner a loss, and since it is not Biyadei anymore, Einoi Neman.